You're listening to the Moms Working Overtime podcast, the community of women you've been searching to find for so long. We bring together our mamas in waiting, brand new moms, stay-at-home moms, working moms, and the moms who maybe just have a little bit more experience than the rest of us. We're all here for community, support, and finding ways to show up better for our families each and every day. I'm so grateful that you're here, and I hope you love what you find on today's episode. Welcome back to the Moms Working Overtime podcast. I really am so happy that you're here, Mama. This is going to be an episode where after you listen, I hope you feel like we're closer. And I expose so much of myself on this podcast. It's a good thing. It starts great conversations in my DMs, but sometimes it's hard. And this is going to be one of those episodes because I will tell you that over the last week and a half, I personally in motherhood, in my personal life, in my business have just been feeling super run down and had to do some priority shifting, some self-assessing, having some real honest conversations with myself because I noticed that for a little bit, I was just really in survival mode. And it inspired the topic for today's podcast. This podcast is dropping later than usual. We are going to talk about that. But basically where I was at is when I was assessing everything on my to-do list, I felt like, man, I am running myself into the ground to get this done right now. And if I am going to do what's best for me, what's best for my family, and be able to show up the way I want to show up, I have to let something go. And what I decided is I took a week. I did not post a Thursday episode. This episode is obviously going to post late, but I took a week and I just focused on my priorities, which in full transparency is always my one-on-one clients. My one-on-one clients are always my top priority in my business, and everyone falls behind my family. Family always comes first. It's why we're all here. And so I made the decision to just take a week, no podcasts. I've been doing this now almost 7 months, and while it's been an amazing journey, I just needed a second to recharge a little bit to get through some big growth spurts in the business and be able to come back better for you all. And I know some of you are going to be able to relate to this. Hopefully this episode is helpful. So the title of today's podcast is It's Gonna Be Okay, Really. It's really going to be okay, I promise. And we'll talk about that. But before we get started, I do want to make sure that I mention again one of the amazing partnerships that we have here on the Moms Working Overtime podcast. I know so many moms chat with me, especially on social media, when it comes to searching for less toxic products around the house, less toxic products that we use with our kids, and less toxic products that we use ourselves. And that's me. I've been on this journey for years now, slowly replacing things in my house, things especially for the kids, and things that I use on my hair and my skin. And one of the companies I found that I am absolutely obsessed with, and I've been using their products for almost a year now, just to make sure that it is something that I love and believe in and have seen good results from before I share it with you all, is Beauty Counter. And Beauty Counter has impressed me when it comes to all of their skincare and all of their makeup. I have replaced almost every single thing that I use with their products, and my skin is better than it has been in years. So if you decide to try Beauty Counter for yourself, please use my name at checkout, Elena Hellman. It helps support the podcast and helps us grow our mission here. And I totally appreciate it. Now let's dive into today's podcast. So when I think about this topic, it's going to be okay, really. I really think about how in motherhood, we're so terrified to drop a ball or to disappoint others or to be judged. And before we even get started with the meat of this episode, I want to remind you that these pep talks, they're all about humility. And I need you to serve yourself a big slice of humble pie before we get started. Because I think that in our minds, as moms, we like to think that we are the only glue that holds these things together, that our entire family, everything about their day-to-day revolves on the axis that is us. And look, Mama, you're incredible. And I do believe that you are such an integral piece of your family dynamic. But myself included, I think sometimes we put a little bit more weight on that than it's actually justified. And we think for ourselves that this whole shebang is just going to come crashing down around us if we fall short in this area or that area, that we think things are just going to be terrible for our significant others, for our children, if we don't execute perfectly on every little thing, if we're not perfectly prepared and have these perfect plans. And I think sometimes that, yes, while that may be true, it may be a little bit of extra chaos if we aren't the ones that have all these plans and everything laid out and everyone's clothes ready to go and lunch is packed and class parties and responsibilities taken care of. Can it cause some chaos when we drop a ball? Sure. But is everything going to come crashing down around us? Not really. That's just not the case. And I do this with the podcast. So in full transparency, this is where I get vulnerable with you. When I missed last Thursday's episode, it's only ever happened one other time. I missed last Thursday's episode and I knew that this episode was going to be running late. In my mind, I have this immense amount of pressure. And I just imagine that there's a mom out there, even just one mom. This is the unrealistic pressure I put on myself. There's this one mom out there who's just in survival mode and she's waiting for that one episode on that exact day to drop. And when it doesn't come, this just terrible thing happens with her. Like, this is what she needed and it wasn't there. She was expecting that from me and I let her down. I put that insane, unrealistic thought in my mind every time that I drop the ball here. And I know many of us put these unrealistic expectations on ourselves for lots of different things. It's like, if I do X, Y, or Z thing with my parenting, that I'm going to ruin my child forever. Or if we turn down this opportunity that my child's been invited to participate in, that he or she'll lose friends or miss out on crucial experiences or anything that they would have opportunities to do through extracurriculars or school or just friendships, play dates, anything. If we don't work and make a certain amount of money and provide a certain amount of materialistic things to our child, we just have this unrealistic pressure on ourselves that our child's going to be picked on or have less of a good experience in childhood, that they'll look back and resent us. And Mama, that is a lot of pressure that we put on ourselves for perfection. And we've talked about this before. There's no definition of what a good mom is. So where does this even come from? This is honestly your mind versus you. When we do this, when I feel this unrealistic expectation that if I'm not perfect with these podcast episodes, despite being in the chaos of the storm of motherhood that is two under two, and my business growing and bringing on team members here that I want to train and spend time with, I still put this unrealistic expectation on myself that everything else has to stay perfect. When I know in the back of my mind that you all on the other side of this microphone right now that are listening to these episodes, you're like, Elena, it's fine. It is not a big deal. It's okay. I'm glad you took that time for yourself. That's what you always tell me in DMs when I'm this hard on myself. But you do this to yourself too. We all do. We have these unrealistic expectations in all area of our lives. When it comes to personal things, personal goals we have for ourselves, personal expectations about the way that we look, the way that we act, the way that we feel, the aspirations that we have, or if it's in motherhood, how we parent, how we show up, the way our kid is dressed, the lunches that we send to school, whether we do screen time or don't do screen time, whether we let our kids participate in these travel sports teams or don't allow them to participate in these travel teams. We have unrealistic expectations constantly running through our head. And I really do think that we think you may not want to admit this. I'll admit it. We live in this egocentric place where we actually believe in some part of our core that everyone is obsessed with watching the way that we live our lives, as if there's this peanut gallery behind a tinted glass that is just assessing your every move and taking notes and sharing their judgments with the person next to them. And this is the honest truth. They don't care that much. They honestly don't care that much about how you live your life. And you don't have to be perfect to be effective. You are loved and admired simply for being in this role. And the only opinions that even truly matter are the ones of our children. And we've talked about this before. They are the most forgiving, understanding little beings that we have in our entire lives. They just want us to be there. But this imaginary peanut gallery that we think we have, all these judgments of our own life. Now, could there be judgments here and there? Sure. But I can tell you that someone else's opinion is none of your business. And in order to be effective in this role, you do not have to be perfect. You just can't quit. And that is the message that I want to remind for you as I show back up for this podcast. And a message that I remind my clients of all the time is that the ones who win in this life, in this role, the ones who have everything that you imagine or want in your own life, the ones that win in their parenthood role, that win in their marriages, that win in their careers, that win in their personal development, that win in their overall health and wellness, those people, they just don't quit. It's not that they're not perfect. You think they're perfect and that they don't drop the ball, but that's not the truth. They just don't quit. It's not that they're not exhausted. It's not that, I mean, they're not happy all the time. They don't love every single second of motherhood. Their kids throw tantrums that leave them in tears as well, but they just don't give up. That's the difference. It's not supposed to be perfect. And even if it isn't perfect, it's still going to be okay. Really, I promise. But learn to pick your battles because, mama, it's okay if you drop the ball because that extra 30 minutes of sleep recharged you in a way that sent you through survival and the rest of a really hard week. It's okay that you dropped a ball to take that time to recharge because if you wouldn't have recharged, how in the heck are you going to show up for everything else that you're expected to do? It's okay, mama, if you ordered pizza to give yourself a break because you had a whole 12 minutes between picking up the kids from school, getting them home, getting them changed, and heading off to those extracurriculars that they have that evening. It's okay if you did that to give yourself a little bit of sanity and a hot second to breathe and get the kids ready for what's next. It's okay if you had to let things go around the house this week because you're just keeping your head above water. That's kind of how I've felt lately. So I totally get it. But guess what? It's okay. And everything doesn't come crashing down around us just because this week or for a couple weeks we're in survival mode. If you have to disappoint someone in your life for something that does not rank as a top priority, we have to learn to be okay with that and know that it's going to be okay. We like to think that everything's critical. We operate in this state of urgency at all times in motherhood because we're putting them first. But every once in a while, you have to check in with yourself and ask, is this a top priority? Is it going to be more beneficial for me to fight to get this task done perfectly? Or is it better for me and my family unit if I say, hey, right now, it's all right. We're going to let that one go. We have to stop living in motherhood with this all or nothing mentality. I can promise you I was a better mom this week because I let some things go. And honestly, old me would have been super stressed and just felt so incredibly guilty all week long, but I feel pretty at peace with it. Don't get me wrong. I feel bad. I like to execute. I like to show up. I like to be as dependable as possible. But in this moment and in motherhood, I've learned like, man, I showed up as a much better mom because I just let that go. And I'm really at peace with that. And in the end, it's going to be okay. No one's even going to remember what happened last week when we get 6 more months further into these podcast episodes. No one's even going to remember. And I can promise the same for those little things that you are struggling that are weighing you down to keep your head above water. The things you're struggling with, I promise they won't matter in 6 months and they definitely won't matter in 5 years. And we talked about that last week. If it doesn't matter in 5 years, don't give it 5 minutes. And my reminder for you is that just like me, when I'm struggling, you in this journey, you in these battles of what's worth it and what's not, where can I drop a ball to make sure that I'm showing up in the best way possible for the things that really matter? I want to remind you that you are doing an amazing job. And as hard as this role is, all that matters is that you just don't quit because you were perfectly designed for this, but you were not expected to be perfect at it. Mommy, you're doing an amazing job. We'll talk soon.
If you loved this episode of Moms Working Overtime, do me a favor. Share it on social media or send it to another mom to remind her that you love her and that she's doing such an amazing job. There's nothing more incredible that we can do in this community than remind other mamas of their strength. I'm so glad you were here today, and just know that I appreciate you an overtime amount.